100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com, coming to you through the magic of the internet. Although, if you think that this is magic, you must be some sort of caveman savage, unable to appreciate technology. You should learn up on this stuff. You should also learn up on how to write stories so you can join the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. A lot of you did that this week. A lot of the same folks, but a few folks in, a few folks out, taking a break, coming back. You know, it's okay. That's how it works, man. Sometimes inspiration doesn't strike. And if it does, you wind up with a broken hip and you're in the hospital for a while. We got Richard, we got Jeffrey, Muncie, John Musico is caught up with the future. We got Tura, like I can't even say that right. Lizzie, Serendipity, Spate, Tom, Anima, Jerry, Norvo Joe, and, worst of all, Planet Z. So, sit back, relax, have yourself a happy little moment, and get ready for some stories. I think you're going to enjoy these. If you don't, you can have your money back. Let's start off with Richard. Tell us a story.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my story, based on the prompt of Tramps. And rather boringly, it's called Tramps. Tramps is the name of our local nightclub. I worked there behind the bar one summer, and I learned a thing or two, I can tell you. When the punters have left and the strip lights go on, you see the place as it really is. Dirty, smelly, stained and tarnished by the reminders of a thousand wild nights out that are really best forgotten. And the girls look different too when you're sober and serving. Ignorant, arrogant and loud-mouthed, they sprawl over the bar counter, all tacky makeup and way too much bare flesh. Tramps, the lot of them. And that's my story. So until next week, goodbye.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 479 on the topic of tramps. I've got two stories for you, starting with Riding the Rails. I sat in the business class car in the last remaining seat, next to a pungent gentleman in disheveled clothing. He explained that he was a hobo on his way to Philadelphia. A hobo? Aren't you supposed to be riding a freight train? He waved an arm. This is a lot nicer. I sprained my ankle hopping off a car a few years ago and settled with CSX for $2 million. Now I can afford business class on Amtrak instead of a drafty freight car. Seriously? You injured yourself while illegally riding a train and came out of it with $2 million? I know. Ain't America great? And my second story is called Middle-Aged Spread. The evening had gone well up to then, Steve thought. He flirted with the woman at the bar. He was pretty sure her name was Alice. And they left together, heading for her place. Some kissing and fumbling later, both Steve and Alice, or was it Andrea, were naked. She turned, and he saw the tramp stamp on her left buttock. It may have started life as a butterfly, but now looked like Mothra. Ah, the folly of youth, thought Steve. His own tattoo was a snake that now looked as though it had eaten a chihuahua. He shrugged and returned to exploring the realm of Mothra. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Greetings, Junebugs. Munzee coming at you, and oh my god, I have no brakes. I'm coming right at you. Get out of the way! Wow. That was close. Spring Break by Christopher Monroe. Nobody knows how tattoo ink came to be tainted with hallucinogenic drugs. Maybe it was a problem with their manufacturer, or perhaps somebody thought it funny to spike them. But there's no way of knowing for certain now. Anyone who might have had answers is dead, after all. What we do know is that, during spring break, close to 2,000 young women, fresh tattoos on their lower backs, were suddenly thrown into uncontrollable, murderous rage. We did what we could to get away from them. But by then it was too late. We were caught up in the tramp stampede. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzyMunzy. And now, my June bugs, I must leave you, taking my awesome June nickname with me. But I shall return someday. And when I do, you can be reassured. It will be to spout dumb nonsense.
Tramps versus Cosmo Girls. Chicks just don't get guys. Fashion magazine Ice Women do not appear on the cover of porn mags for guys. Fine. Fashion mags are for women. But why don't women get that when it comes to guys, the slut-wanting look is what guys crave, hands down? It seems that the sad, for a guy at least, obvious conclusion is that females' value of other women's opinion of them is more important than what males value. Yeah, getting laid. So how ought we confuse guys proceed? Except that once a female feels accepted by her peers, then she feels sexy. You dogs.
Tora Brazoino here with a story about tramps. I remember tramps. They don't exist anymore. Friendly figures, but scary too, outside the rules. Like clowns. Gentlemen of the road was the expression. Now they're homeless people. You can't wander the countryside these days. Stay to the cities, more people, a numbers game. To a small child, tramps were part of the world. They featured in children's stories. You never thought about how that really worked, any more than you would in a dream. That's what childhood is, a dream. Growing up is waking up. Reality often sucks, especially for tramps, but I'll take it over any dream.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The grotto was pleasant. The two tramps, Roger and Romeo, had dragged a sofa and a few other commodities inside. With the fireplace in the center, the area looked homey. Then, Romeo decided to bring a lady tramp to live with them. The altercations became constant. She worked at night, so she was happy not to have to take part in the quarrels. One day, when she got back home, she found a note from Roger. "I'll be back in a few decades." Romeo checked out. Permanently. Roger that, she thought. It worked. She had the grotto all to herself. And this was my story for this week. Drop on my blog at lizzygoodcup.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. The tramps are coming, and you'd better look out. They're coming in their hordes. With their funny waddling walks, toothbrush mustaches, bowler hats, and twirling canes. They're coming to hunt you down. To whimsically beat you senseless. To break your bones with their careless capers and inept tomfoolery. To hunt you down and mess you up with eyebrows wobbling furiously in slapstick hilarity. So run and hide. Lock your doors and stay off the streets. Because the tramps are coming. And they will be the death of you. And if you survive the tramps, just wait until the clowns arrive.
Oh. across America, starting at...
Tramps in the Future by Spate. She leaned in for a closer look.
Does it hurt?
He shrugged.
Hardly anymore.
Hell of a place for a piercing.
Another shrug.
Seemed right at the time.
Yeah,
she smiled knowingly.
Have you seen my seemed right at the time?
Not waiting for an answer, she whirled around and lowered the back of her hospital Johnny pants to reveal a faded, wrinkly, blue-green splotch just above the crack Y of her buttocks.
That's my tramp stamp, but these fucking nursing home orderlies keep mistaking it for a bruise.
He laughed so hard, his teeth fell onto the floor.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got updates. Movement. If stories come in from John this week, he will pass Ellison to take to 25th place, a mere 23 stories shy of Golden Monkey status. Good to have you back, sir. Anima is a mere story from passing Danny to take the 18th position, closing in on the halfway point in the quest for Iron. In the Iron, Lizzie is 5 stories shy of becoming the 13th monkey. Tura is 8 stories shy. Serendipity is closing in on double iron. Z is closing in on triple iron. In the top 10, 80% of the authors are active, the first time in over a year. Muncie is double gold. Both Richard and Zachman are triple gold. And your humble scribe celebrates 400 weeks of posting stories. Only 33 authors have been in the top 10. The new addition is Tura, who displaces Steve with 195 stories. All hail Tura, the 10th monkey. And my story this evening is called The Spring Was Brief, Then Brutal. He was a child of the Prague Spring, watched as his father fled to the Americas. As a young man, he tramped across the Czech countryside, developed a deep interest in Steinbeck and the precise location of the frog incident. Met a fellow tramp named Marta, who shared his dream of freedom in America. They planned to hang glide into Italy, but in the end, a college visa and a quick dash over the border was the easiest course of action. When the Soviet system collapsed, they returned home. But they were no longer tramps. They were Americans. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, Anima here with my submission called Neighbors. Tramp, 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 tramp. There's a herd of buffalo that lives above me. They have no consideration for anyone stomping around all night. When I bought, I had my choice of townhouses. The garden access was a lovely feature, but now I rue my desire for green space. I called animal control. Buffalo should be living on the prairie somewhere, not in the heart of downtown, right? Apparently, there are Native American issues associated, and they won't get involved. So I've invited my friend Bill Cody to visit. He says he knows how to fix my problem. It has cooled off considerably here in Prudhoe Bay, and I hope you enjoy what's left of your summer, even though it just started. Bye.
He came to our door one afternoon. His old blue jeans were stitched up many times and were darn near white from age. My mom was in the kitchen, making supper for when Dad would get home. Me, then a kid of about 10, ran to the door and yelled through the screen, "Get out of here, you old tramp!" That was when Mom whacked me up the side of my head from behind. She then brought the man some iced tea and a plate of food. The tramp ate on the back porch while Mom taught me about respecting everyone.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 478 with a prompt of tramp. Are you going to say something to us? Speak. I have my podcat here with me tonight. My family left today, but my recording room is still not re-put back together. And I hope to get that reset up this week and start recording the Pariah podcast again. Well, here's my story. Buford sat in a side room at Boise International with a variety of tramps, hooligans, and other suspicious people. A TSA agent, wearing a crumpled uniform, two sizes too small, stood at the door, trying to look fearsome. Buford balanced the dark matter collection chamber on his lap until the door opened and two characters in black suits and dark glasses stepped in. The one on the left removed her fedora, shook out her long blonde hair, and said, "Mr. Picklehacker, please come with us." He tramped behind them to a small, dark room with a single chair and table. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Frank Sinatra sang lots of songs. He also acted in a lot of movies. But for all his talent, Frank never realized his full potential as a puppeteer. He'd stay up late, working on his Punch and Judy act, except that it was more like Punch and Judy. Judy Garland was his assistant and the target of Frank's frustration when things didn't go so well. She drank too much and took all sorts of pills, then died from an overdose. Liza Minnelli and Frank's daughter didn't talk too much at all, but you never see them playing with dolls either.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of tramp. The next 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge is on the topic of sing. No, this isn't one for sing with the H on the end. There is no way. Although you can put an H on the end. That's the whole beauty of these challenges. Whatever you're inspired to do. You want to add an H to the end of it and make it our friend sing? Okay. You want to make it Singapore? All right. Or you just want to sing it out loud on any topic? You can do that too. That's the beauty of this. Just make it around 100 words, okay? I'm not counting, but if I see like 5 pages in the text, I'm going to be like, okay, maybe you should take that to Drabblecast. Maybe you should take that to somewhere that pays. All right, I'm going to see y'all next week. I hope you have a good day. Me, well, Edlow, 10 years ago. Wasn't a very happy day. I'm going to put treats out by that spot, and just love them while you can, man. Love them while you can. I guess it's a whole Love Wins thing. And the photo is of Frisky with the rainbow. That was a catnip rainbow, so you can imagine how hard it was to keep him still. I'll see y'all next week. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.